Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, my friends, my sisters, my brothers. God bless you all. I pray that you've had a wonderful day, that you have taken the time today to dedicate yourself back to the Lord, the day back to the Lord, any projects that you're doing today. I hope that you've taken the time to give them back to the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to come together and just worship your name, just praise your name, and just lift up all of our burdens, and we can bring them to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My mother is a good mother. My sisters are good sisters. My brothers are good brothers. My kids are good kids, but they can't carry my burdens for me. They can't hold on to my sorrows for me. They can't be that comforter just 24 hours like I would need and like I do need from time to time. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that even if they wanted to, they can't answer the prayers, but you are my creator. So you go beyond. You're more than a mother. You're more than a sister. You're more than a brother. You're more than a confidant. You're more than a healer. You're more than a lawyer. You're more than my doctor. You're more than my friend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I just feel comfort. I feel ease. I feel relaxed. Hallelujah. Just exhale. Whatever you may have been through today, this is your time. You're not listening to this just by happenstance. This is your direct time just to come into the presence of the Lord, just to come into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Here you're safe. Here you can be relaxed. Here you can be comfortable. Whatever it was that has went on today, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are going to start today in Psalms. We have a lot of different things that is coming up. We praise the Lord for all mothers today. We were to have a special guest with us tonight, and I have not, I think Ms. Gosselin was going through some different things to try to get in from work and get on time here. And so if she calls in, we will jump right in and introduce her and get that started. If not, we will get her back on at another time at her earliest convenience. Very interesting lady and a very interesting topic and conversation from different points of view. So it's an awesome thing. So we're hoping that she gets the call in and we get to go ahead and speak with her. Again, if not, we will reschedule that one. But in the meantime, we're going to start by celebrating mothers. And I invite anyone and everyone to call in and just share something about their mother. Because one thing about it, I don't know of any situations that we have been in or are in our lives that we can't just say that our mother has done something special in our life, has left some specialness that still attaches to us. I ran into a lot of stories. I've heard a lot of people say a lot of different things, a lot of negative things that has went on in their lives with their mothers. But however, it's always something. If they don't remember it personally, someone who knew their mother when they was an infant, tell them the story about something about the specialness of their mother, or if it wasn't the biological mother that this year came through, the mother that God chose to come and take you under your wing and become more than that biological mother was. We got stories about mothers. It's just a comfort. Daddies are special. Hallelujah. And in June, we're going to do our segment for them because we salute our fathers, our head, especially the ones that are truly head of households, that are truly leading the way as an example to our young children today. We salute them. And hallelujah, because our mothers wouldn't be the great mothers that they are if we did not have special fathers that's leading us the way that they are. So today we just say thank you, Jesus, for our mothers. We're going to be celebrating Mother's Day in a couple of days coming up here. We also have National Prayer Month, but we're just praying throughout the whole month of May. And me and my family have taken it personally, and we're just praying for our mother for the month of May. Feel free to join us and pray about your mother, your mother-in-laws. You know, young people or older people, whatever the age range may be, if you're thinking of getting married, these are things that you want to consider. You want to consider that you're not just marrying the person. You're marrying into their family, whether you believe that or not. You will see that it intertwines together. You all are in, you may not have to live physically in the same house with the in-laws, but they are part of who you're marrying. So you are, it's very important that you make sure that you're getting everybody attached in a way that they're going to grow together. Because you're just extending your family. You're just stretching out, making a bigger family. It should not be a division of the family. That should give you something. That should, your light should go off. If it's always division coming in between this, and you haven't even married yet. So it's very important that you be able that you can, your spouse is someone that fits, the piece fits in there in the family, not just in your family, but you fit in their family. So it's a growth. It's something that is coming. It's a positive towards both families. That's a very important thing. So we remember that as you make your choices to that, you always take your spouse to the Lord, and you make sure that that is something that God says, that not just what you feel about the person, but God has the same feeling and understanding, and that's who God is choosing for you also. You know, you should be able to take your fiancé before the elders of the church or before your pastor or your co-pastor, your leaders of the church. You should be able to go through the premarital classes. Some couples say, well, you know, I don't know why they should have to tell me. Why should I have to go before them for them to tell me yes or no, my marriage is blessed or should be blessed or we should proceed forward? Back in the day, I'm sure that they didn't go before someone. They just went or, you know, Satan says, well, maybe they're trying to judge you. Maybe they're trying to say that they are perfect, that they don't have troubles in their marriage. And again, if we let our mind just idle off and wander off, and Satan is definitely going to come right in and he's going to set up a whole workshop. And on that particular day when he's telling you that, you can see that he has his hammer and his chisel and he's working and he's putting all these little idle things in your mind and you're allowing it to happen. So anytime that you stop and think about it, just stop and say, is this of the Lord? Is this God telling me this? I don't care how upset you may be at the time. Stop and see, can you present that to the Lord and see if that passes by with him with ease. Because you should be able to take who it is that you find in your life right now so special. And because we, as humans, get hung up on emotions, we should just make sure that this is not an emotional thing. Because those emotions can change. We have different emotions, and they change. They don't stay the same. So you want to make sure that you can take this before them, and it's for your benefit. No one is saying that any couples are better or do not go through any difficulties or different things. What they're actually trying to tell you is totally the opposite. They actually are telling you that you can go, and it's a teaching thing. So when you hit this obstacle, when you're going through this trouble, they're just bringing it to you how to get over that obstacle without giving up. So different things. Because remember the person that you choose, my sons, my brothers, that woman that you choose one day may be the mother of your children. And at that time, we also want to be able to salute her as a mother. We also want to be able to you don't want that to be in a different thing where she has totally different views of, about bringing up kids than you do. You want to be able to talk about those things because these are going to be the mother of your children. Your children are the future of this world. So we salute those mothers. And then you say, well, what has been a great example of a great mother? Well, first of all, the mother of your church, the mother of your house, that church, that house, your congregation, the mother of that, the first lady or your co-pastor, whoever it is, that should be an example of a good mother for you. If that's your leader, if that's your pastor's wife, if they're leading you, if you're following under their direction, that should be the first example of a good mother. That also you want to look back into your family. You know, if you have the example of a mother, even though no one is perfect, so we look over the negative things that you say, well, I didn't understand or I still don't understand or I don't want to go that route. When I become a mother or a father, still look at yourself as an example, as a child and as your mother, and find the positive things that came out of there that you do want to draw on. And those positive things, 9 times out of 10, are going to heavily outweigh the negative things that you did or do not understand about a mother. Because a mother's job is not a job that is easily understood. A mother's job is a job that has to change. A mother is a job that is doing multitasking, and the tasking becomes so strenuous sometimes, but as a mother, she just puts it as something that has to be done. And she doesn't necessarily look at all the different things that she's doing. That's why you'll find a mother and she's ironing at the same time that she's got this child over here and she's getting them dressed. She's also got the telephone up to her ear and she's taking care of the bills. She may be going back and forth to the table and she's making sure that your children at the table, that the food is still served on their plate, that the cups are moved so it won't be any extra spilled. And you'll see that as the mother starts out, she may kind of run as she do this, but you notice as the mother gets more into her groove of it, you can notice that a mother can do all of these things and never break a sweat. And always, a good one, a God-filled one, will do it all with a smile. And then we get to the point that it's just an enjoyment to do, because this is just who we are. It comes into a part of that. That same mother can be the same one that makes sure that she's got the husband's lunch packed, that if she's on her job, you know, that she's got everything arranged, that the kids are going to be picked up on time, that when they get in, that not only is dinner going to be prepared, but it's going to be something nutritious. It's going to be something that you enjoy. And then she also is the same one that takes out time to give the kids their room just to be with some of the other family members. And she's the same one that takes that husband and just adores him and goes out and they dance or they spend private time together, however they choose. That's the same woman that was filling that role earlier in the morning by multitasking. This is just a part of being a mother. I have great examples of a mother in my life. I love my mother, and as I'm sure you do also. And your mother-in-law should be just as special. And you should, when you speak of your mother, you should be able to put a smile, as I do with mine. Everything was never all roses, but like I said, it's so much greatness that outweighed the badness that it was just an outstanding thing. So I respect my mother because she's just a strong individual, and I think I know that my strength through the Lord came from the examples of my mother. I can remember times that a mother, you know, would listen out for little examples of things that we wanted for birthdays, or it didn't even have to be an occasion, just for the fact that that mother wanted to do something special for her child. And the Bible tells us that if you, as a parent, want to do favors for your children. Of course, He, much higher, much stronger, more powerful, think of how much that He enjoys doing favors for us, His children. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. So mothers, listen up. Got that extra ear. Come up and just to surprise you. Just when you needed it the most, you needed to uplift the most. How, isn't it something how a mother can pull back and come out with something to just blow your mind? Just take your mind off of all your worries. You know, sometimes that you're sitting there and you don't even realize what you need, but your mother will just walk up to you and just give you a hug. Not just a normal hug, but just a hug that just holds you a little few extra minutes. Just a few extra minutes there that just you hold on to. Hallelujah for that. Just divine mothers that's just feeling from the Lord, hearing from the Lord, and just coming to you knowing what she wants. So let's go and set an example, because everybody say, well, I don't have an example of a mother. My mother was not there, or maybe my mother was there, but I still would like to, I want another example of a mother, of what a mother should actually be. And that's fine. The Bible speaks of different things. You ever heard someone talk about that they want a woman just like it speaks of in the Bible? And that's wonderful. That's exactly what we're striving for. That's exactly what we're wanting to be. You can be that Proverbs 23 woman if you want. It just takes that a little time. It takes that prayer. It takes that being into it with the Lord to get to exactly where you want to be. As long as you are willing to stay into it, believe me, you can get there. You just cannot continue to, you can't give up. You can't. It's not an overnight fix. It's not something that comes quickly. This is a thing that has to be taught to you. And then the instinct within you, God's spirit just flows within you, and you just become that. So if you today feel like that you're not the mother that you should be, you know, it's okay. Today is another day. So it's a day that you can change. You have the opportunity right now to be that, to be what you want to be, the mother that you want to be. You have that opportunity right now. Today is a good day to go ahead and do that. Why not choose today to decide, I'm going to change and I'm going to be better than what I was yesterday? And that should be our motto for all things in life, you know, to not just sit and have a pity party on those things, but to go ahead and diligently decide that, you know what, today is my day. I'm going to make a difference. How do I do that, evangelist? How do I get started with that? I start out by making knee prints, and I get on my knees, and I hold up my hand, and I surrender. I surrender, and I just tell the Lord, I can't do anymore. I've tried this my way. I've tried doing what I thought was right. I've tried to listen to people tell me how they did it, but it's not working for me. It's not going in the right direction. So I surrender it all. I lift it up to you, and I call out all of the things, dear Father, that are holding me back from being what I want to be as a mother, what I want to be as a wife, what I want to be as a stepmother, what I want to be as a godmother. And now I give them to you. I need help in this area. I need strength in this area. And God, I know that there are areas in me that I can't even see that are blocking my strength and blocking my health. But I ask you to go inside of me. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, we ask you to take it out and then strengthen me. Hallelujah, because we want to be the best that we can be in the areas that we're working on. So again, sisters, whatever the situation is, it may be that you were in a situation that you was just too young when you had the child and you didn't have the knowledge, but that's okay. God said He can give you the knowledge. He has the knowledge. Just continue to seek His face. He will give you the knowledge. You know, it could be that you're a single parent and you're out there and you're going through the struggles of bringing up a child. And it could be now that that one child, is now you got two and three, and the struggles are getting harder and harder. And you look at your little ones, and you love your little ones dearly, but it's the struggle that you're having problems with. And because of that struggle, it's making you think about, what if I had not have had them? It's making you think about, what if I should give some, maybe I should give them up for adoption. Maybe I should let someone else raise them. Maybe I should, what if? But this is the time that don't weak on me now. Don't get weak on yourself now. Just turn to the Lord and let's just see, start just doing exactly the word of God. Let's just get on our knees and let him know. Let's talk to him like he is our friend. We've seen that he's our friend. He's a friend, better than a friend. You talk to your friends about it. You've told your friends. You complain to your friends about why the absent parent is not there helping. You've said all of those things, you know, but the things that we say or we sing about, let's use those things to help us truly overcome some things today, sisters. Truly overcome some things. If you let him become that close confidant, you ever heard the song? It said, if you ever need a friend who'll stand closer than any brother, then I recommend Jesus. And Jesus, for he's that kind of friend. Hallelujah. And it's not just a song. Sometimes we get caught up in the music and the melody of the song. And we learn and memorize the words, but we never go to that extra step as to programming that into our hearts, to just rubbing it all over our minds, to actually saying, God, I want to know you as that friend that'll be closer than a brother. I want to know you as that friend that late in the midnight hours I can call on. That's what it is, sister. That's what it is right now that you're needing. Right now that baby may be crying. You're enjoying being a mother. You walked around when you was carrying that baby that's crying right now. You were proud to know that you were having this baby. You rubbed your belly. You wore maternity clothes before you can even show. But you were proud. You were proud that it was the absent parent's child. And right now, you're having totally different emotions, that the thoughts are totally flip-flopped opposite. And the opposite of it, now you look at that crying baby, and all you see is the absent parent. Today is your day. We celebrate you today. You are a mother. You're a mother who's in growing. You're a mother who's going to be stronger next year on Mother's Day than you were this year. You're a mother that, because of everything that you've went through, that's what's kept you here to this day. Because if it had not been for the love of God and his mercy and his mighty hand of protection around you, you would not have made it this far. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God's mercy has put his arms around you and kept you here for such a time as this. So he has a purpose for you. He has something else for you. It's not a time right now to give up. Pick up your telephone book. Go to the yellow pages. Find something. Look for a number. It's all kind of crisis lines out there. Don't be embarrassed. Put pride aside. Do you know that 9 times out of 10, those crisis number, the hotlines do not even ask you for your name? Do you know even if they ask you for your name and you say, I'd rather not give it, they still will talk to you? Sometimes it's just a matter of talking to somebody when that baby's crying. Sometimes it's just a matter of somebody else may have a suggestion. Wait, have you tried this? Sister Brooke, right now I just want you to know that you're not the only one who's been where you're at. Reach out and speak to someone. It may not be your girlfriend who has the answers for you. Reach out and speak to someone. They may have a solution that you haven't even thought of yet. It's right there for you. Bottom line is, if you come to it in prayer, God will reveal things to you. You will sit there and God will send somebody to you. Just the one, just for your situation. Don't think that it's Mother's Day is coming up in a few days. And I don't have anyone who's even going to stop and say, Happy Mother's Day. I have no one who's going to stop and even recognize that what I'm doing for these kids. Just going to recognize that I wanted to do this with my life. But that I'm sitting here stuck with kids. And no one seems to give you any appreciation. Are you, mother, that when you go outside, everybody says what a beautiful family you are? But in-house, behind closed doors, your spouse doesn't give you any respect as far as being a mother. He says that's your job, that's what you're supposed to do. He never pats you on the back for being a good mother to the kids. You feel like you're being worn down because you're doing double duty work and no one's doing anything else but you. No one's picking up behind themselves. No one's trying to do anything. We salute you today. We salute you. I know how it can feel to feel like you're unwanted. You're not appreciated. That you're caught in the middle of this, and it's not that you don't want to do it. It's not that you don't want to be that mother. But you just need someone to know that you tell you every now and then what a good job you're doing. To just to tell you thank you. It's just like a runner, someone in a race. They're running, but if everyone up in the stands is just looking at them, no one is cheering them on. No one is saying you can do it. No one has said just a little farther. Keep running. You're doing a great job. No one has just got that look on their face like, look at him go. Look at her go. You know, it's more easier to quit when you get tired then. Because when you get tired, you just say, you know what? I'm tired. Let me quit. But when you got that extra boost, you got that encouragement, when you got that salute, you find that push somewhere. You find that push that you didn't even know you had inside of you. That's the push you find. That's the love you find. That's the joy you find. And that's what we want to give to you. That's why we salute you. We salute you, sister. I know you're not only raising yours, you're raising family members' kids. You're not only getting yours with the right manners, the right morals and values. Now you got a whole new group of kids that you're trying to get them, both families, merged into one. You're trying to teach them how to get along with each other. Now you got to teach them the things that you've already taught your kids. Somebody has just finished raising theirs, getting theirs out of the nest, and another group is coming right in behind them. Don't hold hostility in your heart. Don't treat your children any different. And it's not because you want to, but emotions that get the best of you. Because you had other plans right now in your life. You didn't think it would be like this. But remember, God gives us the ability to choose, but he also has the plans for your life. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Just live out his plans. In those plans, make your choices. Let's choose today to give that situation over to him also. Let him direct the pathway. You say, God, you say you know my plans for me that you have set forth. So I give this, I dedicate all of this situation, every one of these kids, I dedicate them back to you, Lord. And I want to go, show me your ways. Show me how you want me to work this thing out. Show me the choices that you want me to choose from as I walk in this motherhood, this parenthood. I was auntie yesterday and I'm mom today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So let's make sure that we bring it all to the Lord. Because in this too, we have to count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. This too. Hallelujah. We salute you today. We salute you to the mothers who have not always done right. We salute you to the mothers that we read about. Recently, we read about one mother, and she's not the only one. It happens all around. Who left the children in the house overnight, and she came back the next morning. And, of course, when she came back, the authorities were there. They said the house was clean. It was stuff in there. The kids were scared when they got up the next morning. Had to try to fend for themselves. And so they did, they called 911. They didn't know what to think. I'm sure she probably have left them there before, but she's always came back before they woke up. And I feel a concern in her heart. I feel the pressure was building and she just needed to get out. And she probably had tried it once. It worked. And so any time that she felt that pressure, that was her little escape for, okay, I need to get away. I need to get out. Let me have some me time. And that was her way of having me time. Not looking at the danger, especially in 2008, that surrounds her home, even if she's there. Less known for the babies to be there, the young children's to be there on their own, whether they're sleeping. Things still happen. Things still happen when you're sleeping. But I not say that to judge you or to put that against you, but just to bring it to light. So just to make sure that you do see the error. And then let's just write that. Let's just make that into a right. And we know not to do that anymore. We know now that we can tell someone else the dangers, the true dangers. Awesome things that can happen. The true dangers are, it's just not something that you should do. They should not be left by themselves. So now, we shouldn't hold that against you the rest of your life. You too should be saluted. Because that's one thing. So we too have to look at all the good things that you're doing. We have to look at all the good things that you've done for those kids, that you're doing for those kids, that you're going to do for your kids. We have to look at no one, apparently no one else, are in some of these situations to help the mother, to relieve the mother so she can have some me time. So that is her only way that she found to take it. But we salute you. We remind you. Strength comes from continually to pray. Strength comes. And I feel somebody is saying, but I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see that I did anything wrong. I think it was blown out of proportion. Now, every incident hasn't been caught. It's still parents that are still doing it right now. And they know several people who do it, and they know several people who do it. And so they don't see anything wrong with it. But I ask you all tonight, just take a moment and start tonight as the night that you uplift that to the Lord and continue to pray about that until you receive an answer from the Lord, until he reveals to you something more than what you think right now. Don't be afraid to seek out for the unknown. You have one way that you think it is in your mind. Don't be afraid to just check and see if that's what exactly what you should be saying, if this is what God is showing you. Take your time with it. But we salute you. We salute all mothers. We salute all mothers. We salute the mothers who said, I'm not. I'm in a situation myself. I'm being abused. I don't know. I can't protect my child here. I salute the mothers who took out the time to make sure that they get their kids out of that situation. If it meant even going through adoption, putting them up for adoption, and giving them to a loved one. You want it best, better than you have right now in your life for yourself. Let's salute our mothers. Someone has not spoken to their mother. Someone, again, like we said at the top of the hour, someone is not proud to say that they have, that their mother did anything for them. Someone can't remember any good things about their mother. Someone has a testimony that the things that happened to me that were so negative, that were so hurtful, that were so wrong, those things happened to me because of choices that my mother made. I invite you also to just go into prayer and give it to the Lord. Those things can leave anger scars on your heart. They can leave depression on your brain. They leave traces of anguish and envy and all over your conversations. Your touch, the way you look at people, the way that you love people, is all been affected by that. And we ask you now to take the opportunity, because if you're not a mother, you're considering it. And as we said, you never know when, if you never have a child yourself, you never know when you will become a mother, though. Where when somewhere down the line in the plan, someone else's kids come along that end up in your hands, that end up under you, and here you are now, mother. So let's take the opportunity today, because we know not what the future holds. But we know what destruction can bring to our lives. We know the hardship it can bring to our minds. We know the confusion it can bring in our homes. We know that you're just strangling yourself. You're holding yourself back if you don't get rid of that. So I provide for you tonight a sure way out, a sure way to start relieving that pain that you sitting there on that bed. You have your laptop and you're sitting there on that bed and you're saying, that is my story. It is your way now to make a change in your life. Others have told you that it's bothering you, that you're still hanging on to it. Even though you say, no, you've let that go and it doesn't bother you. Take this step tonight. Just go on your knees. Just close your eyes. And just pray to your Father. given the circumstances. He knows your heart. He just wants you to speak with him. He wants to hear you confess from your mouth what it is that is bothering you, how deep it is. And that's his way of getting it out of you. The more you speak it, you'll find some things down off and down that you thought you forgot about. But he wants you to be completely healed. He wants no part of that to still languish in there. He wants you to start to speak about it, get it out. Have you noticed any time that you go and you speak with a psychologist, or even if you're speaking with your friends or your loved ones, have you noticed how they will start the conversation? They want you to conversate. They will ask you, so what is it? What's happening? Tell me about it. How does it make you feel? They're waiting on your response, because we literally can't reach off inside of you and pull out the hatred or pull out the pain, the sorrow. Can't pull out that experience, the way you felt during molestation. We can't pull that out the way it was when you was hidden in a closet and they made you stay in the closet or sat in the dark room for punishment, when you was beat, raped. We can't pull out those feelings, but you can pour out those feelings. And like rivers, they will begin to flow out of you. And the whole object is to get it out of you. The whole object is to get it away from you. So that's what we're doing, getting it out of you, getting it away from you, getting you through this situation. So when you become a mother, or if you are a mother, you don't have that in you anymore. You don't have that in you anymore. You're not going to display that onto your child, because it no longer exists in you. You're going to hear a conversation as you go down the road, and you're going to have to stop and think, you know what, I kind of forgot about that, but that happened to me one time. But you forgot about it because it wasn't in you anymore. It's not something that was weighing you down. Now, after you remove all of that, you have to watch yourself. Don't be around people who's willing to continue to talk about what happened to you. To talk about when you say, I'm a new mother now. To say, well, I just saw you do this to your child yesterday. But this is a new day. So don't hang around someone who's still bringing up the way that your mother did you. They're still talking about daily, every conversation is how they remember when. Do you see that that's the enemy taking his opposition to put those things back into you? Back into your ears, to go to your mind, to your heart, to touch your spirit. And it corrupts you. Don't allow that. Get this out and keep it out. So in order to keep it out, ask God to replace it. Each and everything that comes out, as you continue to talk about it, ask God, now would you replace that with your Holy Spirit? I got that out. Can you replace that with your Holy Spirit? It's never going to be easy bringing things back out, but they will come out. You say, I don't want to deal with that pain. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have to go through that to bring it out. It will come out. Bring it out. Get it out. Ask God to replace it with his Holy Spirit. Let nobody stop you from being the mother that you know that you can be. I even rephrase that, the mother you think that you can be, because God has a plan for you, and that plan includes taking you beyond what you ever thought you could go, taking you beyond the measures that you thought that you could go. He wants to take you higher, higher than you thought you ever could reach. No one is going to be perfect mom. But he'll show make it the things that it used to be that would really upset you. He'll show ease those things for you. He will show tell you that how to choose your battles. He will show you how to stretch your time, stretch your energy, how to say no, when to say no, how that you can be a wife and a mother and not leaving anyone in lack, how you can balance it out, how you can be a mother and still have your kids respect you without you deciding that I'm just going to be their friend. I don't want them to hate me, so I'm just going to be their friend. They can find a friend. And I guarantee you they probably have someone that they consider as a friend. And if this one doesn't work, if they keep looking, they'll find someone else who can be a friend. But they have one mother. And if you're in their life on a daily basis, you, whether you see them daily, you talk to them, or you're on a basis where you could talk to them, you are responsible to be the best that you can be. You said, but my kids are grown now. You are still responsible to be the best that you can be. Your example is teaching them to be the mothers that they are. They may change some of their bad habits by looking at you change yours. Their children will change, grow up with better habits, with better parenting skills, if they see mommy change hers because she saw grandmother change hers. You say, well, why am I trying so hard? It's mothers out there who's worse off than me. It's a mother out there. It's a child out there who has a parent who has a mother who's not doing what she should be doing, and that parent could be you. So start with you. Start with yourself. Start with making you the best parent that you can be. Let's start with that. Let's just start with that. That's the start. Once you can do that for yourself, maybe you can touch out, reach out, and help someone else. You see the difference that it's going to make. You'll see the difference in your life. You'll look back and not even wonder, not even realize that it was that deep, that it was that serious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the mothers who are taking out the time for discipline and the correct ways. I thank you for those mothers who are taking out the time to go to PTA meetings, taking out the time to speak with the teachers, taking out the time to be introduced to the friends and their parents. Not just allowing their kids to go anywhere at any time with anyone because the child thinks, this is my friend. I thank you for the parents who are not afraid, not embarrassed, to teach their child about the love of God. Hallelujah. Who goes out of their way to get up on Sunday morning and not just get their family members ready, but go by and pick up a child's friend and bring them to church also. Mothers, we salute you. We're going to continue to salute you on tomorrow and on Sunday. We're going to get some people to call in, and let's just hear some of the things about their mothers. Like I said, it may not be Oh, good, because that's not realistic. But it's also good to hear how we overcome even the badness, even the things that was negative or that we saw as negative in our life as adults. We may look back on those experiences and see this is not at all what I thought it was when I was a child. When I looked out of the eyes of an adult, I see something different than what I saw as a child. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to become stronger, strengthen yourself. If you start here today in prayer to becoming that better mother, 3 days when we celebrate Mother's Day, think just how much stronger you'll be. Oh, God can work miracles in 3 days. You know about 3 days and what Jesus has done in 3 days. He went to hell for us and came back in 3 days. He went and took the keys, took the stench out of death for us, and rose back up again to tell us about it. He was so excited. He said, now let me come back and tell you about it in 3 days. Some big things that can happen in 3 days. Let your guard down. Give it up to the Lord. You've talked to your friends about it. You've cried about it. You've called prayer lines and asked them to pray for you about it. Let me invite you, my sisters, for you to go in prayer tonight about it. No one can pray for you like you can. Yeah, we can intercede. We can pray with you. But no one can offer a prayer to their father like you can. You can have 12 children, and if that one keeps coming and telling you, this one says this, or this one wants that, or this one says I love you, you want to hear from each and every one of them individually. Come to your father in prayer. He's waiting. He's waiting. You say, I don't know how. Just start out by Father. God, I know that you're there. I know that you're always with me. Here's my prayer. He said it doesn't have to be a formula that you take step by step. He said, come to me and just talk. Just talk about it. And then when you talk, take a moment to listen. Because he just don't want you to do all the talking. He wants to talk to you. Don't exactly try to let someone explain to you all the things about the Lord, but ask them to reveal those things to you, to reveal himself to you. We thank you for all the mothers who are grandmothers, who have raised their grandkids for generations. It is mothers, grandmothers out there who are now raising their great-grandkids. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We salute you. We salute you. Some of them are still on a budget. They're still trying to do it. Won't give up. Kids, for whatever reason, is not stepping up to raise their families. Then their kids come along and they're continuing to do it. Some of them are very elderly right now. May not be doing the best way in some of the things that they're doing with the great-grandkids that they're raising. But they're doing what they know. Can you imagine being a great-grandmother and still having to listen to 2 and 3 babies crying? Plus you got the ones that are walking, the ones that are in school, and you're trying to do it all. And no one is stopping by to say, here's a little extra money, here's some extra food, what size clothing does the kids wear? I challenge you today, if you know that mother, if you know that grandmother, if you know that great-grandmother. Look deep into your hearts today. It's something you have that that person needs. It's something that you have that you're not even using. And I'm not talking about the raggedy tennis shoes that your kid won't wear because their toes are hanging out of them. I'm not talking about the raggedy clothes that has holes in them that you wouldn't allow your child to wear. But I'm talking about there's some good things in your house. It may be appliances, it may be clothing, it may be furniture, it may be games for the kids, it may be extra dollars just to take them out, just to run and play. It's some resource that you are holding on to that should be in the hands of that great-grandmother right now. Someone's got a card that they need to donate to some loved one. But they don't even know this person. But they see the person. They see in the struggles. And they're thinking, that's just this person I see. But God's showing you that person for a reason. You know that card that you're not using, but it's still in great condition. So you can't even find your way to just giving it away. That's the one that he's asking you to bless them with. Someone has more food in their freezer than they ever going to eat this year. But they just hooked up on how much they paid for it, and I'm just not going to just give the food away. I'm sure she gets enough assistance. That food is for someone else. You thought it was for you, but it's not. If you see a mother that's in need, not just once a year when we celebrate Mother's Day, that's why I wanted to start the teaching tonight. Before that, we thought it was going to be about something else, but God has his plans. And he said tonight, prepare our mothers. Prepare our mother for a better Mother's Day. We thank you, Lord Jesus. If there's mothers out there who don't know the Lord, who said, I've heard about religion, but I want something deeper. What I'm seeing right now in evangelists in you is not just religion. I want what you have. I have a relationship. He wants that relationship with you. You're eager to get into a relationship with so many other different things in life. Give Jesus a try. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Show me a you that I've never experienced before. Dear Father, I believe I accept you in my heart. And I believe that you, that God, you gave your only son. And that he hung on the cross and he bled for my sins. And that his blood covers up each and every sin. I confess now with my heart that there's only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. I invite you to come and show me newness. Remove all of the oldness out. Remove all of the pain. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Show me your divine purpose in my life. Teach me how to be the mother that evangelists speak about. I know it's something better than where I'm at now. I know that I seem to have everything together, but I want more. If you got more for me, Jesus, I invite you to come and pour it on. And if you have repeated that to the Lord, he said that you're saved. If you just wanted to renew and come back to the Lord or get closer to the Lord, he said that opportunity has just now came up on you. He said, I received that from you. And now he asks you to open up your heart that you just invited him in and get ready to receive him. Hallelujah. Get ready to receive. receive him. Behold, he's coming. Behold, he wants to show himself to you. Watch out. You're going to see it in the next days, tonight. God bless you until we meet again.
Blog Talk Radio.